Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's it like being a musician?
Oh, fuck no.
No.
My computer's just breaking.
Oh, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Go on. Let's do it.
The guests are here.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you lucky son.
Woohoo! Oh,
so yeah. Sorry, Reece. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mark Smith's coming as well. Did you know that?
Yeah. You didn't get sent the link then?
No.
No, because I'm having a back and forth with... What's her face?
So heads must roll for this.
My wife.
It's awkward.
It's been awkward for me.
If heads don't roll, I'll be fucking livid. Someone needs sacking.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, it's not good enough.
No, it's not. It's not good.
I'm trying to remember this podcast. You just start and there's like no edit, right? This is it, right? Oh no, you're cutting this out. Oh, suddenly you want to protect yourself and you're going to cut this out.
That better not be cut out. Actually,
I hate the idea of you sitting there looking at the clock, going, "The fuck's that? When's this fucking happening?"
Yeah,
which you probably did.
That is exactly. And then Mark's texting me saying, "What's going on? We're doing this."
Yeah, is this fucking happening?
And
Mark's
going,
giving it the big one, is he?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Do I?
Shit, I'm so sorry.
Here he is.
Here we go.
Here I am.
Well, pissed off. Mark's pissed off.
Oh,
10 minutes late.
Livid, actually.
Oh, flat.
Just so you know, I've got a hard out at 1:45. Is that all right?
You got what?
I've got another podcast at 1:45.
Say that then, man.
Fair enough. You got the link sent through, is it?
Yeah, that was sent 3 weeks ago.
Barely. We haven't got John. You know John. We haven't got John. He can't turn his computer on.
Sorry?
It's just us. You know John.
He can't turn his computer on.
Yeah. So he's sending WhatsApp messages as we talk, just saying, oh.
Sorry, just explain that in a bit more detail.
Yeah, there's got to be more to it.
We do this show with John.
No, I know that
John
bit.
Deere.
It's the turning on the computer bit. I'm not completely clear.
Well, it's just not working.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Last thing he said was, "It's looking bad over here, guys. Won't turn on."
Fair enough.
So it's me and Alfie.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
How tall are you both?
Fine, I'm not answering that.
5'11".
You're not 5'11".
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I've stood next to you and I'm 5'6" and you're not 5'11".
The truth comes out, 5'6". Now we
Rubble
know.
Rubble in paradise.
How tall are you?
5'10.5". Whatever you say, plus half. Generally, that's how I do heights if I'm sat down. Whatever the person opposite me said, plus half.
Mark, not willing to...
No, happy to go in with it. 5'11.5", let's go with that.
Ooh.
Okay, very nice.
Left just it to shy the end, of 6 foot.
Just shy, really shy of it, yeah. On a pair of sort of Cubans, heels, not the cigars, and suddenly pushing over 6 foot.
Have you seen about this leg extension surgery?
Yeah.
Just thoughts? No, I haven't, no.
Thoughts, Mark? Get that extra half.
What
get
is
up
it?
To 6 foot.
People are basically getting their legs broken by a doctor, like a surgeon, and then having metal rods installed. So their shins, but it looks weird because their shins are really long. The rest of their body is the normal sort of height or normal proportions, but their shins are very long. But you've got these guys at like 5'4" going through this mad surgery just to get to 5'6", and it's just like, well, why, you know, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Where's this news? Where can I catch this news?
You can find it.
You can find it if you go looking.
Hmm.
So, have you written a sitcom, radio sitcom?
Oh, here we go. Parky's about.
What's that?
Parkinson turned up at last.
Let's get into the meat.
The producers of Parkinson have forgot to send the Zoom link again. Oh, no.
So, you're a couple of comedians.
I am.
Couple of nearly 6 foot comedians, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And you're creative. You like creating things. And...
It's true. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with that.
It's going well so far.
Really good. Yeah. Did you win this job?
No, it's mine.
Is it?
It's mine. Wow. Yeah. Anyone can do this.
Well, no. Surely not.
Come on. Let's start talking about radio.
Yeah, we've written an audio sitcom.
Have you really, son?
But what, I don't know what we're supposed to call it. What are we supposed to call it? Do we call it an audio sitcom, Reese? That sounds really lame, doesn't it?
I'd go with just sitcom and sort of the audio caveat can come in later.
Well, I hope they don't notice. Yeah. So I've written a sitcom. That is true technically.
Well, people are looking at their phones a lot, aren't they, anyway? So maybe, you know, it's as if they didn't even bother looking up at the screen.
That's really true, man. They are looking at that.
You know, they're now saying that genuinely, this is bleak, but the commissioners are now saying it's not too screen enough.
Yeah.
If something's complicated, they mean, no, that's too much information and people will be looking at their phones. So you need to make it more too screen.
Oh, God.
Sad stuff. So that's what we've done. We've done the audio, we've invented the audio sitcom, the ultimate two screener.
So they can listen to ours while they watch a better one.
Yeah.
What is it? Come on.
Not telling you, mate. Go on, Reece. You start, Reece.
Well, I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
You tell us then.
Yeah, you tell us what it is.
God, I'm so uncomfortable.
Why don't you guess what we're plugging and we'll tell you if you're right and if the plug's good.
I think it's a little cheeky piss take of TalkSport and the TalkSport callers.
In it down a bit.
Am I right?
Yeah. It's not a million miles away. A little bit of behind
sticking the
scenes the
knife
as well. Sticking the knife in once and for all. And
I want to caveat this. We're not sticking the knife into TalkSport. We like TalkSport. We love TalkSport. I've been on the thing for a long time, for Christ's sake.
Right.
But it's a bit of a send-up of it, yeah. It's a send-up of that and sort of Five Live. And
just
sort
be
of
careful,
like,
son.
Any
just
of like LBC, it's got a lot of LBC sort of stuff in there, I think.
It's basically one big parody of My New Football Club.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
We've written a complete parody of this, but you get to see behind the scenes as well.
Go on then, act a bit out then.
People forgetting to send Zoom links and so on.
Yeah.
Where are the guests? That's one of the scenes. There's no guests. 4 minutes past the start of the show.
I did say that.
God, that is exactly what happened.
Where are the fucking guests?
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. I know what I'm doing, mate.
Yeah. So come on then. What's this about?
Yeah, so, why are your questions all aggressive?
So it sort of goes behind the scenes of one of the shows, a popular show on this big fictional sports radio station, and it stars Lolly Adefope and Fergus Craig as the leads, and the story sort of goes broadly, the story is that Lolly is playing a character called Lisa, who is the new co-host on this popular show, and she's replacing a really popular guy who's been sacked. But because she is from a sort of a different world to this sort of old white guy, you know how it is on those sort of legacy radio stations.
Tell me about it.
It's sort of it's replacing that with someone who's not an old white guy. And so how does the audience react? How does the rest of the station react? Find out on Dial F for Football.
That's what it's called. Okay.
I like the end bit.
Right. Where can we hear this? That should be
that's at the end, yeah. Do that bit at the end.
So, is this a breakfast show? Do you say it's a breakfast show?
No, it goes out. It's like...
you can listen whenever
one
you like.
Till four.
No, yeah, I mean the actual...
The show
the
in the thing is like 1
the
till 4.
The fictional show.
It's an afternoon show.
Oh, so it's Hawksby and Jacobs.
Right, yeah. So it's that sort of slot. Where you can do sort of multi-sport stuff and it's not so intense, not like Drive or Breakfast. It's a bit more relaxed.
I really want to know what you've called your DJs? DJs, are they? radio
presenters.
Presenters.
Well, I can tell you, it's not a big secret.
You don't want to
ask me, man.
But I'm really interested in the radio names. What you give them?
Go on, Rhys.
How do you mean? Have we missed a vital thing? You mean are they supposed to have radio nicknames?
No,
they're just called Des and Lisa are the names. They're nothing special.
Des and Lisa.
Do they sound like radio presenters? Lisa Phillips.
And we can't remember Des's surname.
Oh, yeah. I actually that the other day, didn't I?
We were doing Des's surname. Needed to do an edit on something the other day, and it's in one of the scripts somewhere of six episodes.
So it's Lisa Phillips and Des.
And Des, sorry.
Maybe he's just so famous that he doesn't need to have a surname.
Yeah.
Okay.
Des.
Okay. And who's the guy who was sacked?
What's his name again?
He's called Pete.
Oh, here we go.
This is basics.
It's fine. We've got the Zoom link.
I can only apologise from the bottom of my heart. My internet, as everybody knows, maybe except for Rhys and Mark, is a pile of shit. And it just took 20 minutes to load up a Zoom link. So there you go. Sorry, Pete.
Sorry, you've had the link for 20 minutes, have you? Wow. It would have been nice to have the link 20 minutes ago.
Oh, dear. Has there been some link issues, is there?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, John, you met Rhys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you met Mark. Have you met Mark?
I don't think I have met Mark. Maybe I have. I don't know, but nice to meet you, Mark.
Don't think so. Nice to meet you, man.
What do you want to know, Mark, about John?
Anything? What do I want to know? What's that shirt in the background there?
That is a Jonathan Fort shirt. He scored the 1,000th goal under trust ownership at Exeter. That's the shirt
you say
he wore.
The 1,000th? Or would you say the 1,000th?
Oh,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking a question, really.
I don't know.
Good question.
Man.
What does it say on the thing? Oh, no, it says the 1,000th. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Thought yeah,
I think,
was.
John,
carry on.
I think people are going to be struggling listening to this, not knowing how tall you are at the moment.
How tall are you?
Yeah, listeners know how tall everyone on this podcast is. It's just one of the rules of the pod, apparently.
No, I'm actually not 6 foot.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, we're going to do it that way, are we? We're going to narrow it
down.
That's
the opposite of what he asked.
Okay, no, what heights are you?
David said 6'2", and I'm not even 6'.
Yeah, you
are.
No, I'm 5'11", you're taller than me.
Okay, maybe I'm just about 6 foot. Last time I measured myself, I was 5'10".
Honestly, you're misleading the audience massively, both of you. It's horrible.
Why?
Because, John, you're about 5'9".
No, not in a million years.
I'm not.
You are. You are, mate.
What are you? You're 5'9".
You fucking are, mate.
I'm 5'6", 5'7".
No, you're not.
Shoes.
Who's misleading the audience now?
Well, I measured myself the other day.
What time in the morning? Was it in the morning or later? Because you're taller in the morning.
That's true.
It was in the evening.
You fucked yourself, pal.
Do you enter this podcast? Do you put a podcast up for many awards?
As this podcast,
yeah, because you've got your clip.
No,
got your clip right there for your award entry, arguing over the misinformation of height.
Yeah,
it was my fault, but you know.
Yeah, no, judges don't have their asses from their elbows.
Yeah, agreed.
No, I disagree. I think you know.
You think they do?
Yeah, I think they know what they're doing.
Okay, let's get. What have you won? Give us the goods. What have you won?
Bootlicker.
You were at the podcast awards, weren't you?
Yeah, you were.
Were you, Alfie?
Me?
Yeah, weren't you? The sports podcast awards?
No. Oh, what was I at? No, I was at the football content awards, where there was a podcast category and we were not in it.
That's annoying.
What were you there for then?
Another YouTube channel.
Mr. Beast. Yeah, but...
No, it's called Away Days.
Right.
Mr. Beast would be nice, though.
Yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, be a millionaire.
One day.
That's the dream.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having us.
So this radio sitcom, which you haven't given enough thought, I don't think. You got to know their surnames.
We do, but it just, you know, we've forgotten them.
We know them so well, we've become so used to them that we've forgotten them. Lisa Phillips is the crucial one, and then
tell you some other surnames. There's a character called Tom Rosenthal plays a character called Jordan Young. He's an ex-pro, comes
good.
In.
That's good.
Cheeky
like
chappy,
that.
He comes in and he says a bunch of opinions, the sort of opinions an ex-pro might have.
Yeah.
gets himself sort of
riles up the audience, yeah. Doesn't he?
What kind of ex-pro are we talking? Are we talking like Joey Barton ex-pro or
no?
Like
Alan he's quite likable still. He's a knob, but he's quite likable. He's what would you say, Reese? Who are you thinking of?
Initially, like Jamie O'Hara.
Type, oh, that's right.
But
yeah.
I think he's much more. He's a bit more likable than that. He's a very lovable character. That's just because Tom played it very nicely.
Yeah, yeah. And then we've got like Jess Foster Q plays Carla, the producer. We have Helen Cripps playing the station manager called Jan. And then what's really good is because it's a sort of sports radio station, you've got all these callers coming in. You can have loads of people as those callers. So we have lots of really good comics and actors, like Alan Davis, Tom Staughton, Lou Sanders, loads of people playing these.
Improvising.
Bit of improv, but a lot of it's written, and then we just get them to do it. And we get them to do it on the real phone, so it only takes them 10 minutes to do. Because a lot of places, they record it properly, and then they make it sound like a phone call in post, right, in the edit. Mm. But with this, we're like, well, let's just do it, you know, cheaper, essentially, but also make it sound more real.
So where are you going to be able to hear this, then?
It goes out as a podcast. Question, yeah, it's really good as well, man.
And where'd you get the old moolah? To fund this baby.
It's not our show. We just I write it and direct it. Reese writes it with me. It was so we were just, you know, on to do that. It was created by a guy called Tayo Papula, who had a lot of experience with producing Talk Sport and Five Live stuff. And he was like, I want to make this show. So they went and made a pilot a few years ago. He didn't like the outcome of it. He said, do you guys want to rewrite it and see how we go with it? And then he got a lot of interest from podcast companies who were happy to fund it. So it's going out on Keep It Light Media, who do Parenting Hell.
Chatterbix.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are they Chatterbix as well?
My New Football Club.
Yeah. Oh, this is a very podcast.
Yeah, while we're here. Are we all part of the same family?
Yeah. This is lovely. Yeah. Let's text Michael.
Welcome.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for having me as your new son.
Not at all. Mm. See, we are a good podcast, and we do know what we're doing.
I didn't know that was being recorded when I said that.
We shouldn't feel the need to say that either. It should be known.
I just said my backup.
Little pep talk for yourself.
Yeah. So, what am I thinking? Did you get any real life calls? Were you inspired by any real life calls into TalkSport that this dude would have heard behind the scenes?
Well, I used to work at TalkSport. I used to co-host a show with friend of the show, Charlie Baker. I used to do stuff with him. This is going back, up to about a year ago. I'd only fill in occasionally for Max or fill in for one of Hawksby or Jacobs and do stuff with Charlie. What are you so incredulous about?
Yeah, that's really cool.
And so I sort of have a bit of experience of it. But also when we're writing this, I think me and Henry just sort of listen to TalkSport a lot. And I don't think you necessarily get inspiration from any one big call, but it's just sort of like a
not
low
callers,
hum.
But we took inspiration from sort of Gabby Agbon Lahore's twisted logic, or him sort of failing to understand a few sort of basic principles of science.
Yeah, and also stuff like LBC and stuff. Right? It's like it's any talk radio station. And I think actually our show is less that than it is sort of like a Larry Sanders type thing, where it's you've got the show, but you've also got everything that goes around it. So you'll hear in the breaks, you'll hear the adverts, and you might hear the guys chatting in the studio while they're not on air, and you hear the producer talking to them in their ear. So you sort of get this running commentary. So it's really fun sort of.
Glenn Moore, former real life newsreader, does the news. He was actually a radio newsreader. That's the sort of voice he's got. We've written some news for him.
That's cool.
It's lovely stuff.
Yeah, I hope you like it. It's also there's lots of jokes in there. There's a million jokes. Yeah.
1 million exactly.
Just over.
Not enough.
A million jokes.
We went for bang on a million jokes, yeah.
yeah.
It's unlistenable.
I think we got it.
To be honest, it's too many.
They're all knock-knock jokes as well.
How many episodes?
Six. Half an hour each. Goes out
love
on the 27th
story?
Of March. Love story.
Love story.
Secret love story. Hidden love story if you look for it.
Every radio program's got a love story.
Love subtext.
Yeah. The whole thing really is a love letter from me to TalkSport.
What was that like?
Great.
Sitting behind that. What?
Behind that
nervous?
What?
Behind that woman.
Huh? Oh, God.
Now, what was that like behind that desk?
Yeah, great.
And they go, you're going live. But the first time you ever do it, because John's going to work there in about 2 years. Guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great place to work.
What's it like when you go, are you ready for this? Yeah, I'm ready for this. Yeah, all good. Okay.
It's, I don't know, like, TalkSport is sort of in my family, amongst my friends and stuff. They're like, it's quite a big deal, much more so than when I did stand-up. So if I did stand-up on TV, no one ever texts me. But I did TalkSport, and suddenly I've got, you know, 20 texts. So it was a big deal.
Were they texting you, Mark, or were they texting the station?
They were phoning to the station.
You say, I've got 20 texts. Are they saying, I'm Man United are rubbish, we got to sort this out? Or were they saying,
yeah, well, I should have maybe mentioned that.
Still counts.
Yes. Still counts. It's still 20 texts, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it's, yes, nerve-wracking, though. Because you know, there's no one else in the studio, but you know it's like, oh, shit, there are like, they get a lot of listeners. And you think, God, don't say anything, it's fucking insane. But
isn't that's a little bit of what TalkSport's about, isn't it? Saying a few insane things. You know, like Gabby Agbonlahor is quite infamous for that.
Yeah. But I feel like that's quite considered stuff. Like, it's mental stuff, but it's like he's thought about it before he's gone in. What if I just say something I don't really think, like, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't be that nervous about it, but you are at first. Natural, isn't it? How would you be? Yeah. How would you be on that, David?
Awful. Awful.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't think you would be
take,
awful.
No, it'd take ages to relax and be as good as I am now.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Ages.
Years of
building.
Yeah. Ages and ages. So no, it would. I'd really struggle.
Would you go into your shell?
Yeah. I'd go quite. Like, I couldn't do panel shows, so I'd just go like that.
Why would you not just treat it as an acting job and just be like, I'll be Cumbo?
Well, because I hate that as well. I hate that as well.
You do hate everything you do, to be fair.
Do you hate doing podcasts? Because that's probably the closest thing to radio, isn't it? So just imagine.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd have a boss looking over my shoulder going, why is he saying that? Why is he doing this?
Mm. Did you have that, Mark? Was there a boss looking over your shoulder?
No, I don't think so. They're sound. They sort of let you get on with it. And they've got a dump button. They've got a button that if you say something really bad, they can just press a button and it just doesn't go out.
Dumps you out of the studio.
Tips you out the window. Mm. So you can sort of get
away with it. If you're not being boring, just being boring on the radio?
But I think that all the time whenever I'm talking, as you've all worked out. It's just voice is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you just get used to it, I guess. But also it helps when you've got Charlie Baker next to you because Charlie's amazing at it.
So were you steering the ship and just Charlie was your little co-presenter?
No, Charlie was steering the ship big time. I was chipping in here and there.
That's a lovely role.
Yeah,
that's what John does. That's what John does for Radio Devon.
Yeah.
Mm,
Easy, isn't it? You don't feel like there's as much pressure on what you're saying.
It's
good.
He knows what he's doing. I don't know how the buttons work or anything, so, you know, Charlie does that.
And how many buttons is
chip? There? How many buttons is there? I can email them and ask, man. Six. I'm not really... I reckon around 20.
Obviously not exactly, but you know, is there a lot of buttons?
21?
If you do email them that, can you just email them no subject heading, no hello, just how many buttons is there? info@talksport.com.
It will get read out.
How many buttons is there?
Form. 10? 10 to 20?
Text into the show.
There's loads, mate. There's loads. 30,
50 buttons.
Are we considering the on-screen things as buttons? The touchscreen stuff? Is that
buttons? Yeah, in this day and age.
Well, in which case, you're looking at 70.
You think upwards of 70?
I didn't say upwards.
Oh, are we counting the little faders? You know,
Yeah.
I like it. Have you ever seen it when all the faders are in a row and someone presses a button and it all automatically just goes?
Like, oh, really cool that.
It's the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this pod. It's great.
I'm just trying to think who's got more buttons, a pilot or a radio host?
Pilot. It's pilot.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. That's awesome. Thank you. I can go now.
Oh, can you take me through it? Because I like talking about this. Can you explain to me what it's like those 10 minutes leading up to going on air? What are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you drinking? Genuinely, because I find it so stressful and you've done it.
Well, Reese, you've done live radio as well, haven't you? You can answer this.
Have you, Reese?
You've done all sorts of stuff.
I don't know. Have I?
Yeah, you've been on Horsham and Jacobs plenty of times.
Yeah, guest. When you're a guest, guest doesn't count. Guest doesn't.
Well, I feel like I'm a guest on there because if you're in that second seat and you know Charlie's running things, you don't have to do that. All you do in the first sort of 2 hours beforehand, you read up on the newspapers and you work out what you're going to talk about with the producer. And then, to be honest, it goes really quickly because every quarter of an hour, every sort of 12, 30 minutes, there's a break. And in that time, you normally have a guest on the phone. It goes really quickly, man. It's not as nerve-wracking. Once you get used to it a little bit and you just think, right, I'm just playing to, you know, Charlie or whoever I'm with, and then the people through the glass, you can sort of... And actually, it's probably not as terrifying as doing stand-up. Like, you get used to that pretty quickly as well, don't you? Or I don't know if you do, but I sort of felt like I did. So
I'll tell you what I have done.
Not a funny answer, but it is an answer.
I did a demo to host a show on Capital Radio on my own.
That's a trendy one as well.
To host, it was just a demo, like, audition.
The Reece James show.
To have my own show, slot on Capital. And I think in the demo, they had to edit out me saying, I hate this. Because it was so... I was like, oh, I can't. You know how they sort of... They're like fading the music up and down to be like... Oh, it's another sunny Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're asking you what you think of pasta or whatever. That's why I didn't get it. But
did they want that, though? Surely if they offered you the promo...
They asked me to do it on the basis. They sold it to me on a basis of... we want to bring back when he basically, this guy was like, when like Dave Berry was doing stuff like Capital, and it was like
Dave Berry. I gigged with him. He was a stand up, wasn't he?
Yeah. And it was like, and it was really fun, and it was like a bit cynical and not like jolly and radio-y. Right. And Capital's got a bit bubblegum. So they sold me on that you could come in and then like do your style on it. And like, you know, when you're doing the celebrity interviews and stuff, you can be a bit discerning. And so I did my demo. And then after me, there were two people doing separate demos I saw on schedule, and they were both Love Islanders. And I was like, I'm not sure you do want the Dave Berry show.
Right.
It was Kem. Kem was one of them. Right. That means anything to anyone? Kem.
Yeah. Good footballer, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, he didn't get the gig. He didn't either. Didn't get on Capital.
Who did get it?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if anyone. I think
Reece, so. When you did the demo, were you in the studio, Reece, or were you at home recording it? So you're in the studio.
In the studio.
How long have you got to record this demo?
It was about 20 minutes.
So what did you do? Let's have a little look-see.
Reenact it.
I think that'd be lovely. We can play the clip now, can't we?
Yeah.
And then just in the edit, if you just put it, I'll get hold of it, and then you put it. Okay.
You have to say, "Hey, my name's Reece. Welcome to Capital."
Yeah.
Give us a flavour.
Yeah.
I think genuinely I just did a bunch of the new stand-up material I was working on as if it was conversation.
Right.
So it was like, I reckon I've worked out this week. What do you think? And it was something that was so not radio. It was like, I've had this observation.
Origami.
What do you all reckon? Yeah. But it was so like, it was just the thought that was in my head at that second.
Yeah.
And that's a worry, isn't it? Don't you think? If you're just going to say the thought that's in your head on live radio.
That's mad. Really poor, man. What is this podcast about, actually?
This?
Yeah.
Willies.
A lot of Willies.
There's lots of Willy, Willy chat.
We could do a bit if you want.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Well, John can... It's old news to our listeners, but John can... recognize his flatmates, his 10 flatmates, by their willies.
Right. Yeah.
So much info in that sentence.
That's cool.
I think I do remember this. The 10 flatmates thing, I do remember this from last time, actually.
Yeah. So I live with 9 other lads. And basically, I thought I said something that wasn't too odd in my life, but to David and Alfie, it seemed bizarre. And I said that I reckon if you lined all my mates up, I could identify them just by their penises.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys, is that a weird thought? Have you guys seen your guys' friends' penises, or?
I've seen a couple of them.
I don't know that I'd be confident to, to be able to guess how it would age. You know what I mean? Let's say I saw a friend of mine's penis 3 years ago. Would I be confident to even recognise it 3 years later?
How much has it changed in 3 years in adulthood?
It browns.
Right. Yeah, no, fair enough.
It goes darker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
a dad tanned dick,
jet black.
Yeah,
jet black. I think you might have an issue.
Think so. Man, no, my cocks are fine.
I think it's, yeah, the fit of health. But yeah, no, do your, John, do your housemates have distinct looking penises, or would you say they're generally pretty?
No, I don't know if it's like distinct. They're just all sort of different shapes and sizes, aren't they? And some bend some ways and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Of course they do.
I could probably differentiate them by taste, but definitely not by sight.
No,
blindfold challenge.
I couldn't do taste. Definitely not.
No.
Wouldn't have a clue in that department.
How are Exeter getting on, David?
Do you reckon we're about 3 points away from safety, John?
I reckon. Well, the supercomputer reckons 47 points to stay up at the moment, 48, and we're on 44. I think.
There we go.
So
easy.
With eight games.
Reese's Tottenham. Mark.
I'm a Derby County supporter, so I'm in your league.
Oh, I spoke to one of those about an hour ago.
Who?
John Montague. He's at Netflix. Do you know John Montague?
No, but I'll be emailing
Derby
him
fan.
In 10 minutes' time.
I didn't know he was a Derby fan.
Yeah, big Derby fan. Really? I think he does a Derby pod.
No.
With his son, yeah.
No.
Nice.
That is lovely.
Wow. No, I didn't. I don't even know who that guy is, but I wish him all the best and his son.
Oh. Well, so you're a League One dude.
Yeah, big time. Hopefully not for too much longer, but tough old league, isn't it?
Yeah, your boys are the best side that have come to SJP, though.
I heard you say that on one of the previous episodes, and I think we have got that in our locker. We can turn up on certain days and just look superb, but we're also very pragmatic side. We weren't like that up to a couple of years ago. We're very direct now, and even though we're doing okay, it's just not that great to watch at times, you know? So I appreciate you saying we were really good, and I agree
with
you. I did
Derby County pod a few weeks ago before the game, and they were saying that you were very hit or miss. You're either on top, like the best team in the division, or you could be literally one of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, we've had games this season where it's just been really, really hard to watch. I don't like watching my team anyway because I find it too stressful. But sort of objectively, we can play some good football. And we just haven't really done it that much this season. And I shouldn't really complain. I mean, we're second in the third in the league. Where are we, second or third?
How are you third and you've had a shit season?
I don't think we've had a shit season. I just think I don't think the league is that strong throughout this year.
No, I mean, we lost. Well, we didn't win for 16 in a row, and we didn't drop into the relegation zone.
Right, so, yeah, exactly.
That shows you how bad
we've got Bolton on Saturday, which is a big one. That's second versus third. That's at Pride Park. We've always got a chance there, but I think that's quite a season-defining one.
Again, that's Bolton were a weird one. Well, like, yeah. They've been unreal for a lot of the season, and they beat us 7-0 in the away fixture, but then they came to our place, and we should have probably beaten them. So,
but that's sort of the beauty of these leagues, I think, compared to the Premier League. I think the EFL has a lot of divisions where anyone can beat anyone quite consistently. And like, you look at the Championship at the minute, the relegation race is mad. Not the race. They're not racing to go down, but the battle to stay up. There's about 8 points between like 14 teams. Well, 6 points maybe. It's just something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's exciting, but it's also such a dogfight to get out of those leagues.
Mm. If you went into the Championship, have you got loads of money to buy nice players?
No, we don't have much money. We basically, I don't know if you know much about Mel Morris, our old owner. So he essentially messed up the club. We had to get bailed out. We almost went out of business completely about 18 months ago. And we got bought out by a guy called David Klaus and his family. He's a Derby guy, got a construction company, I think it is, or housing or something. But he used like his own personal money. Rather than most of these guys go and just get financing elsewhere, he risked most of his own money on buying the club. And now we've got like this really strict embargo with the EFL where we have to get any transfer ratified by them. I think we can only still sign free transfers, and we've got a really strict wage limit. So, although we get a good crowd at Pride Park, so we have probably a bit more leeway than some other teams, definitely in League One. I think in Championship, where you've got some big, big teams in that division, I think we're going to, there's going to be plenty of teething problems, I think, if we go back up again.
Is he dodgy, guy?
Our new guy?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've met him.
Good lad.
Local construction millionaire sounds dodgy to me, mate.
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
why is he meeting
GTA? If you're asking me,
in the boardroom at Derby County, whenever we played you on Tuesday.
Who are you?
night.
Here we go. Now you're going to find out.
Are you? What is this?
I was actually sat. So he was on another table, but I met him before. I was actually sat next to the owner of Rolls Royce, who was friends with this chap.
Keep talking, John.
Yeah, I like this. He was quite intimidating.
Now they're listening.
Well, he was quite intimidating. He was quite an intimidating guy, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah. He's not very tall. I thought every football owner should be tall, but he was smaller than me. So it was
this is the
like...
Heights podcast.
aren't they all football owners are small, aren't they? Aren't all successful business people pretty small?
I don't know.
That's what the fit and proper person's test is.
You know, like, this is what the motivation is, surely.
The one that comes through like to me straight away is Todd Bowley. He seems like quite a big, like, prominent figure.
Mm.
Have you met
Peter
him?
Jones. Peter Jones, Dragon's
Den. Peter Jones is, and I know someone who fancies him.
What a fucking hell, exclusive. Well, who is it?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Peter Jones.
John, can you just wrap up that story very quickly about David Clouse and what happened when you met him, the Derby owner?
Well, yeah, not a lot. Just said hello. He just said best of luck for the game.
Cheers,
then...
man.
Embellish it a bit, John.
He wasn't the most talkative.
What's the lounge like? What's the lounge like?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Better than ours?
Nice setup, innit?
Yeah. They had sort of like this massive sort of projector type thing on the far wall that was just made up of four massive tellies, and you could watch. We were watching the football from that evening. I think it was Champions League football on, and it was just crazy.
Dance floor?
No, but I asked for a drink that they didn't have, and they made somebody go and get it from the concourse because they didn't serve it in the boardroom. But they were like, they were really good. They're like top hospitality.
Diva, what'd you say?
Diva.
What are we talking?
No. I said no. Oh, if you've not got it, it's fine. I'll have something else. And they were like, no, we'll get you what you want.
Shall we all like, one by one have a guess of what drink it was?
They'll know. Those two will know.
Okay, I'm going pina colada.
Snake bite.
Iron brew.
Guinness and whatever it is.
Guinness and black.
Guinness and black.
That's correct, yeah. It was a Guinness and black.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough that they didn't have that in the boardroom. How dare you?
But they had Guinness and black
in the boardroom of successful people.
They had like draft pints. So they had they might have had another sort of Guinness, like maybe a more upper brand. I don't know, but yeah, they went and got
did
one.
Did they
from...
when they said we'll go and get it for you? What was the tone like? Was it like no, we'll go and get it for you?
It was really polite. I was like, oh, I'll just have a Pepsi. Then they're like, no, we'll go get it. No worries.
How tall was he?
Or she?
The person who got the drink. Taller than me. It was a lovely young gentleman.
Thing. Guinness and black. Never.
Yeah, I get so much stick for that.
Have you been in the lounge, Mark?
Been in the lounge, boy. Yeah, many times.
Have you?
Never been to the boardroom though. Never been in the boardroom.
Ah, yeah, different.
Never seen the big screens. No. Wish I could see the big screens. Yearn to see the big screens.
It was crazy. Like, it was the only time I've ever been to a game in League One where you had like a telly in front of you to replay all the game back for things you missed or highlights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Wow,
really good.
Yeah. Reese, have you ever been into the heart of the Tottenham's belly?
No, I haven't actually. I've been in a slightly posher bit.
You know what I mean.
And at the old stadium at White Hart Lane, I went into a sort of hospitality bit where lots of ex-players do little speeches before the game. Or like the old lead. Cliff Jones reads out the team and then does a little good luck speech.
Anyone else?
Don't know him. Next.
Don't know him. Welsh legend.
Cliff Jones,
yeah. Won the UEFA Cup, my boy. I'm afraid to say. He won a European trophy.
Yeah. Right.
Reece, I don't know if I brought this up on the last pod that we did, but if you must have heard of a chap called Steve Perryman.
Yeah, I think I was...
Met him. I've met him.
Steve Perryman is who I was about to say who would have been there because he's always there.
Met him.
All right.
Met him at Talk Sport.
Get me an email.
So Steve was really heavily involved with Exeter City for lots of years. And he's someone I've spoke to a fair bit over the years. Well, I was quite a lot younger than I am.
How old were you?
Probably when I was like first started speaking to him, maybe like 11 or 12, 13.
That makes him sound a bit weird.
Yeah.
No, but it was like, I was in, like, I was just at games and stuff, and he'd always be there.
Oh, fair enough. Good old Steve.
Yeah.
I met David Seaman when I was about 8. He called me a little bugger.
Really? Little nice. Bugger.
Bugger.
That's not nice. What'd you do?
I was winding him up.
Ponytail.
Kept yanking it, climbing off his back and yanking his ponytail. He swatted me away. Said, "Get off, you little bugger." I would have said something about Tottenham. I'd have said something about Tottenham being better than Arsenal, which wouldn't have been true.
Was he saying it as like a joke, though?
Well, I was 8. Yeah, I don't think I was.
Get a word, little bugger. He's a Yorkshire guy, isn't he?
Yeah. He was saying it was cheeky. It was sort of friendly, yeah. But I've never forgiven him.
I once had talking of boardrooms and stuff. I was once in the director's box at Man United, a team you like, isn't it, David?
Wow. And, hang on a minute. The director's box.
Big time, big time.
What's this room?
So,
what's in it?
So it's not really a box. It's quite a big sort of suite, but it's for the top boys at the club. So at the time, like Ed Woodward. I used to do a show for Man United on YouTube.
What?
Interview some players.
Why
didn't
you
and
have
stuff.
Me on? Just a little chat. Little
did you hear the bit when I said we interviewed players?
No, bit? Otherwise I wouldn't have asked that question.
I'm sure
right,
I said
a bit
it.
Spicy, guys. Come on.
Chill. My word. Parky's back.
Settle down.
Hang on. How did you get a job at MUTV? How did that?
Headhunted, mate. It wasn't MUTV. It was a branded content thing for Chevrolet, who were their shirt sponsors at the time. I did 2 seasons of just this sort of studio show where I interviewed players and sort of legends as well. I had a day out with Brian Robson. That was fun.
Flipping out.
We got to do a good 15 minutes on this if everyone's.
Reese, what time you got to go?
Everyone's cool.
I don't know that I've got 15 minutes, but I'm not really needed for this necessarily.
I feel like we can do this in 10 seconds.
No, go ahead.
Had a good time, met some good lads, went in the box, went home. Next.
Try and do it in 5.
What'd you get paid? Hang on, what'd you get paid to travel up there?
Yeah, basically, David, prioritise 3 questions, I would. I've got a question, which is...
Does Graham Norton ask those questions?
How much did you get paid for Barbie?
Who did you have... Oh, fuck, where do we start? Can you give us some names who you interviewed?
Pogba.
Pogba. Lukaku.
Fuck!
What?
Hang on a minute.
Rein it in.
What, you with a mic and Pogba just sat opposite you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
What? So you're sat on a chair, Pogba's sat on a chair 5 foot away from you.
You know what an interview is, man. Come on.
Yeah, but this is special. How tall is he? Genuine
God's
question.
Sake.
I mean, genuinely. No, I can talk about this for a while. I had an interview with, it was on the same sofa, was Pogba, Phil Jones, and I think maybe Lukaku. And when I met them first, shook their hands before they sat down and stuff. And they're all big blokes. Like Phil Jones is so tall and broad and Pogba. And I'm like, technically these people, Phil Jones, Pogba, they're the same species as I am, but not really. They're like on another plane. Really good stuff.
What are we talking? 6'4"? 6'3"?
I'm going to go 6'4" for Pogba, yeah.
Wow.
6'4".
And you know what? If I get it wrong, you know, that's on me.
Is the video still on the internet?
Sure are, mate. 100 million views.
100 million views?
Yeah, across several different...
Oh, languages. I was going to say, that's actually insanity, yeah. Still.
What are they like? What are they like? Are they, when you meet them...
He's 6'2".
Are they friendly?
Pogba's 6'2".
6'2", that's disappointing.
Pogba's not 6'2", man, come on. I'm not going to talk again until you tell me you're 6'4".
Oh, okay. Pogba's 6'4", it turns out.
Cool.
So, are they friendly? Are they open? Do they like a laugh?
They generally are very nice, yeah. Yeah. We had a couple of people that were very, very quiet.
What's that mean?
A couple of them were very quiet. They were younger players. I'm not going to go into this. One of them's a national treasure, let's just put it that way.
Ooh. It's not bloody David treasure. Beckham, it's Marcus Rashford, isn't it?
Marcus Rashford. He was just quiet though. He was really young. He was just years ago. He was like 19 or something, and he wasn't rude or anything. He was really nice. He was just quiet once the big lights go on. He didn't know what to do, and like, why would you? Like, he was a kid.
How long did you do this job for?
2 years.
That sounds amazing. And then what?
It's a good job, yeah. It's a really good job.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here you are.
This is, honestly, this is dreamland.
Chevrolet FC.
Yeah.
How do you even land a gig like that? That's the real question.
Exactly, John.
You've got to be out there. You've got to be shaking hands with the right guys. You know about this. In director's box, boardroom.
Yeah. None of them are going to get me gigs at Man United, though, are they?
Well, I got asked to audition, send an audition tape. That was it.
Oh,
and then
fuck.
Talk to some people about if I liked football. And luckily I did. Although I did sort of, one time Quinton Fortune said to me, like he had this real look in his eyes, like a real look of like, he asked me, are you a Man United supporter? And he was like this. And I didn't have the heart to say no. So I just said, yes. Yes, I'm a Man United supporter. I love it. And then about 6 months later, I was at Man United watching Derby County at United in the FA Cup or League Cup or whatever it was. And I was in the lounge where the players, like Reece was saying, do the talks, and Quinton Fortune was doing it. And he found out, he noticed I was on the Derby County table, and he just looked so disappointed. He remembered me saying I was a United fan, and he looked at me so disappointed. And I was like, I just want to give you a lovely big squeeze, Quinton. You're a lovely bloke, and I've really let you down.
Oh, Quinton.
Quinton.
Bless him.
Honestly, I feel like I could cut this short, but I could easily talk about this for quite a long time.
Oh, God.
Reece shared a file in the meeting.
Now, this is some technology we've not had before.
Yeah.
I'm back at school. Now, how do I access this?
Have a look at that.
Oh, Pogba. My that flip.
Pogba, Lukaku. And can you name the man in the middle?
Yeah.
Romero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm saying he looks about 6'2 to me.
Yeah.
That's 6'4 of bloke. Minimum.
They look like they're having fun. They look like they're having fun.
Wow. I think Lukaku looks like he's having loads of fun.
Mm. I would be terrified. Cheers.
I'd fucking love that. I'd be in my element.
You'd thrive, wouldn't you?
What would you ask them? What's the first thing you'd ask Pogba?
If Pogba sat here today, what's your first question?
Why do you have that haircut?
Right.
Okay. David, what's your first question?
Antagonistic, that question, I'd say.
Mm.
Genuinely, if he came on the pod next week. Mm. Oh.
You would ask about hair, David. Let's not beat around the bush.
No, yeah, you would. No.
Yeah, you would.
Ignoring what's going on with him at the minute.
It'd be a what's it like question.
Okay.
No, they're the worst. They're the worst questions.
What's it like?
All the questions that used to get written. It'd be like, there'd be questions like, But it'd be like, what? You won the league. You won the League Cup last season. What's that like? And they're just like, well, what do you want to say to that? Yeah,
well,
good.
I'll say, don't talk to me like that. Tell me in detail.
You
were what it's
see,
like,
unrealistic.
Please.
You crumble.
No, I'd say, don't talk to me like that.
But make it to Paul Pogba.
Pogba.
Fun. It'll be fun. He'd go, oh, he's playing a little character.
That wasn't very fun.
I want to know in detail.
I think he'd be able to tell the character, seeing as he's just met you and it's your first question.
Yeah, what are you dressed as during this?
So you shouldn't ask what is it like?
I mean, by all means, you can. Let me just sort of clarify.
Feels bad now.
I'll just sort of give it some context. So this show, it was like this whole thing. It was in a big hangar in Salford, near Manchester, and all the players go there for like a media day. So you've got one little corner is us with this little setup, like a studio setup. Next to us is maybe like some airline that they have to go and do a quick thing to camera. Next to that, they might do some advertising for, I don't know, a mattress. They don't know what they're coming in for, so it's just that they go from bit to bit to bit. So when they come to us, it takes them a couple of minutes to be like, oh, that's what this is it? So they're not like prepped for it at all.
No.
And you have like 12 minutes
like
with
he's
them.
Having, he's giving you a look like...
You know, Pogba is so charismatic, man. He's like, he's incredibly charismatic. He could have done anything, I think.
Did they make you do little games and stuff with them?
Yeah.
Physical ones? Like, just like quizzes?
We had to do like, there was one where we had to chip a golf ball into like a big thing, like a target thing. We were doing that with them.
That's fun. That's good fun.
Bit of love.
It's, you know, but it's aimed at like, it's
Mark,
not
what's it,
like serious in-depth interviews.
What's it like,
it's not like this.
Chipping a golf ball? No. What's it like to try and chip a golf ball?
Really good question, man.
Good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's good. I whack the ball with the stick, and then sort of that's it.
Yeah,
I feel good.
But what's it like?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good.
To be fair, what on a serious level, I'm going to actually ask a what's it like question. What's it like to play golf with Pogba and all that? Is that not a bit surreal?
Yeah, a bit surreal, mate, yeah.
Interesting. Thought so.
Rule two, never answer the question in the question either.
No, but what are you doing? Did you say you played golf with them? You did say you played golf with them.
Yeah, or just chip a few seconds ago I said that. Yeah, just chip. You just chip. You just chip in little golf ball in the studio. Still just chipping a little golf ball into the thing.
I feel like
I'm scared to ask
that,
a question.
You're playing that down.
Very
you're
scared.
Playing that down. That's quite a surreal thing.
It's very surreal. Yeah, of course it is. It's really surreal.
Me, John, and Alfie are getting a TV studio at Exeter.
100%.
I think you should.
Am I right, John?
No, not quite. I think
what are you going to do with it?
You want that to happen. I'm not sure if it's quite affordable just yet.
What would you like to do with it, David?
Play golf?
Just to... honestly, 11 o'clock on a Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, John's front and centre. Hey, welcome to Exeter. Lovely to see you.
Good intro. I'm in.
Script is I'm there. Not... The script is there.
Yeah.
This is a new
Come on.
This is a new show. We're going to have some fun, but also interviews. Alfie and David are over there on the sofa. We'll be on beanbags. Just, hey, how you doing?
I'd do that. I'd do a salute.
It's very soccer AM, that, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're going to have a soccer AM?
Then we build up to the match. You watch the match. You come back to us.
Nice.
Analysis. Bit of fun. Finish.
Yeah, that's
what would be the bit of fun, though? You can't just gloss over that.
Oh, also, sorry, you start at 11 and then the match is part of it at 3 o'clock, is it?
It's quite a long day, that.
So you finish by, what, half five after analysis? It's
a long
6.5 hours.
A lot of airtime.
No, I would say 6:30.
Right. Longer. You're making it longer. It's a long day. Right.
Yeah.
How much am I getting paid for that? That's quite a long day.
You're not saying that we start at 11. You just want to arrive.
No, I start at 11. I like that sort of FA Cup build.
FA Cup final.
The build up to the FA Cup final.
Yeah. It's not the FA Cup final. It's Exeter City versus Barrow.
Yeah. But I'd tune in. Where can I watch this?
Sat there waiting. Getting out.
Yeah, what sort of where do you imagine it broadcast? What channel?
From our TV studio.
Yeah. No. Where does it go out? Or does it not go out?
Where does it go out?
Does it go out?
John?
Wherever you want. Why have you pinned that question onto me? I feel like that's the only question you can actually answer.
YouTube channel, I imagine.
Yeah, or like, whatever. Yeah, if they had a studio, I'm sure they'd go for sort of their own like branded TV, like, you know, like Ipswich TV or
Spurs do this. Spurs have got a little YouTube like watch along thing where they get ex players.
Lovely.
And stuff on.
That's great.
Why don't we just do that?
Exactly.
I think you should. It'd be great. It'd be so great.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be super.
Pull some strings, John. You can make that happen.
I think John wants it without us.
Yeah, I really think John wants it without us.
That's really coming.
I think he's
right. Okay, Mark. What? How?
He shut it down immediately, but there was a glint in his eye, wasn't there? He suddenly did. As soon as you mentioned it, he started typing, but then he said he didn't want to do it.
I'd be happy to do it with you both, but Alfie lives 6 hours.
I'd move for it.
Away.
That's how committed I am.
Where do you live, Alfie?
I live in Suffolk.
Yeah, nice spot.
To be fair, at the moment, I live far away. So it's only actually David who's close to the studio.
How close are you, David, and how close are you, John?
I live in Manchester, so 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
So at the moment, David's going to be the only one in the imaginary studio for an imaginary TV show on an imaginary platform.
But it won't be imaginary once it starts, though. I think you just have to start these
things. We could do it. We could step in and do it. We both live in Exeter, don't we? Right around the corner of the stadium.
Yeah, right around the corner from David. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, we should have mentioned that. We could do it. We go to every game.
No, you should have said. Well, we'll
what's
do
the
that,
show then? About? What's this podcast about?
I don't think this show would be like the podcast.
Fight and dicks.
Why?
Well, because no one would listen.
Do you think we'd bring down the credibility of it talking about
1,000%?
I'm dying.
Mainstream John.
No, do I?
Sell out, mate. You're a sellout, pal.
Yeah, yeah. That actually, you two would be perfect. Especially if you live around the corner.
Right, guys, this is where I go back to your project, the fictional talk sport.
Project, like a kid's...
bit demeaning.
Yeah, very demeaning, actually.
A glitter picture. A glittery picture of a snowman that you've spent 6 months on.
Horribly asked question, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, what's it like to make a glittery picture of a snowman?
You even said this is the point where I go back. You didn't just do it. You had to.
Yeah.
No, because you could see the cogs whirring.
Okay.
So I thought I'll get ahead of you. Two can play that game.
You got me.
This is the worst promo for something that someone's trying to advertise ever.
No, it's not. What's it called? It's called Dial F for Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to know what it was like to work on it?
I do, actually.
Good question, David.
I do, actually.
A lovely question.
It was brilliant.
Was it fun?
Yeah, great fun. Next question.
Yeah.
What's it like to feel that it's coming out soon, maybe?
Yeah. When's it coming out?
27th of March. This month soon, like 12 days' time.
You nervous?
Yeah, I am, actually, yeah.
I think you always are before you put something else out. Go and listen. What should make a Man U football club listener go and listen?
Have you heard The Last Hour? There's your reason.
You know,
unfortunately, yeah.
It's on the same network, so you know, the more money that network makes, the more they can put back into this show. And before you know it, you've got yourself a studio.
In that case, everybody go and listen.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Play the game.
How long are the episodes?
About half an hour.
Perfect. In and out.
Bite size, if you go into the shops or anything like that, in and out, get yourself a listen. Lovely stuff.
Are you still editing them, or are they?
No, it's all finished. It's all going. We're now just in the stage where we're talking to people about it and trying to get people to listen to it. But what I think is good about it is that it's sort of set in football and sports radio. And if you're into football, I think you'll get a lot out of it. But I think you can be someone who's not really into football and you'll still enjoy it. There's lots to take away. It's laughing at the industry a little bit, the football content industry a little bit. It's laughing at football fans. But it's also like, it's got some issues in there, which, you know, are just quite interesting, I think. And the most important thing is, it's got exactly 1 million jokes. So you should be laughing at points.
Really crummy. Lovely.
Reese, anything to add? Have I missed anything?
No. What's that, about 125,000 an ep?
Ish.
Yeah. Ish? That's what we're talking. That's in 30 minutes.
Yeah. I'll do the maths. But do it in your own time.
You're looking at sort of more than 3 a minute at this rate.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Nearly four. Or all four.
A bit more than 4 a minute.
4 a second.
No, 4,000 a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 4,000 jokes a minute.
That's more.
4,000 jokes a minute.
It's four, and that's a guarantee. And we've got in the description, if we don't hit that guarantee, we can be sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4,000 jokes a minute. So,
a minute or 4,000 laugh a minute. That's what you got.
Yeah. The only question I would have is 4,000 jokes a minute enough?
Well, I should
come back
this
for series
saying
two.
That it's...
Come back for series two.
Yeah, because we're going to double the rate.
Give us somewhere to go with
also,
it.
Also, a joke, like when I say a joke, what I mean by that is it sort of depends how much you as a listener want to delve into each sort of sentence.
Lord,
and if you don't
meanings.
Get to 4,000 a minute, that's on you. Yeah,
I'd say there's about 1,000 hidden meanings per joke. So, you know.
Right.
So you do need, it's 4 minutes.
It's 4 jokes a minute.
4 jokes a minute.
It's like how a script is only as funny as the person reading it. Ditto with Asher. So it's on you if you don't like it, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's true, actually, isn't it? Yeah. Why have I got to run this fucking...
It's horrible being the lead, isn't it?
It's fucking horrible.
I'm ever so comfortable watching you
Give
squirm.
Me the co-pro, the co-presenter.
I would absolutely love to watch Jimmy Fallon sitting opposite Ryan Gosling and going, We've got 7 minutes. We've got 7 minutes, Jimmy.
Have we?
No, well, this is for Ryan Gosling. We've got less than that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 15 minutes on Paul Pogba, so...
I love that. I love really love that. And I know you did.
And it's fume.
Yeah. Makes an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Reece. Thank you, Mark. What's coming on?
Just...
an honour. An honour, yeah, as always.
Let us know when you want to start recording.
Dial F for football.
Dial F for football, yeah. Available on all good podcast platforms on the 27th of March. And also, you'll hear little Reese's voice. You're in it, aren't you, Reese? I'm in it a little bit as well.
Oh cool. Okay.
He pops up quite a lot throughout. Yeah.
You think I'm not casting myself?
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. And it's been an absolute delight.
John, take it away. Leave
you go. Yeah. This is John's forte.
Please, John.
Here we go. Thank you all for listening to My New Football Club podcast. From me, Reese, Mark, Alfie and David. That's it. Cheerio.
See? That's good.
Effortless. That was good. That was
art.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've enjoyed that podcast more than anything I've been on for ages. Thank you.
Thank you.